In the United States, the end of the political year is shaping up just as acrimonious, frantic and partisan as the start. This week, Donald Trump's Democratic opponents are drafting articles of impeachment against the president. The Commander-in-Chief's most loyal supporters are hoping a report examining how the FBI set up the Russia investigation will create a welcome distraction. North America correspondent James Glenday filed this report.
Here's what I'm going to do with the trial. I'm going to try to get this over as quickly as possible.
The impeachment of Donald Trump and subsequent Senate trial of the president early next year look to be such a foregone conclusion that the Commander-in-Chief's allies are appearing on his favourite cable news shows urging him to take their advice. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham told Fox News Mr. Trump shouldn't even bother mounting a defence against the charges that'll face him.
But here's my advice to the president. If the Senate is ready to vote and ready to acquit you, you should celebrate. That.
Many independent legal observers agree that might be the best way forward, but for the opposite reason. While Mr. Trump's party commands the Senate numbers, the evidence presented so far, suggesting his administration conspired to pressure Ukraine to investigate leading Democratic political rival Joe Biden, is pretty damning. And if some of the president's most loyal supporters were to testify in a trial, there's a chance it could backfire.
So we'll bring articles of impeachment presumably before the committee at some point later in the week.
Leading Democrat Jerry Nadler is still considering what offences to charge the president with. Most likely, one would accuse Mr. Trump of abuse of office, another would deal with obstruction of justice, and there's speculation a third could be based on the findings of former special counsel Robert Mueller's report into Russian meddling in the 2016 election.
There is overwhelming evidence, uncontested by the Republicans, that the president put himself above the country.
This week, the White House is actually trying to talk about the Russia inquiry. A Justice Department report into the FBI's investigation of potential links between the Kremlin and the Trump campaign is due out in the next 24 hours. It's expected to dismiss the most explosive allegations from the president that the FBI was somehow politically biased against him. But Carter Page, who was a Trump campaign foreign policy advisor, hopes the report will show he was unreasonably put under surveillance.
Well, I think we'll learn part of the story tomorrow. I mean, thus far, I've been convicted in the court of public opinion.
This is only the first of two investigations into the start of the Russia inquiry. Both are likely to yet again reference Australia's role. Former diplomat and Foreign Minister Alexander Downer passed on intelligence that led to the probe being launched. The president has repeatedly claimed the investigations will shock the nation as it heads into an election year, but it's far from clear how much sway anything that happens in the next fortnight will have on the way people vote, given that the past 12 months has mainly seen the nation become even more starkly divided into those who are for and against Donald Trump. In Washington, this is James Glenday reporting for AM.